Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. We are smack dab in the middle of fresh-grown Kentucky strawberry season, and whether you like to you-pick or stop by your favorite roadside market for some pre-pick to take home, now's the time. Danny Van Meter of Grayson County is easily one of the top five growers in the state, very interested in getting growers together in a statewide group.
That is just in the works. We actually have association meetings. We've had them now for about 3 to 4 years. And we had a group of about 40 growers and experts up in Cynthiana, Kentucky, back about 3 weeks ago. And we're looking at a multi-state association to help with marketing and education.
These days, more growers are using plasticulture, utilizing black plastic as a mulch, streamlining production, and cutting some of the labor.
Typically, you would have the matted style where you plant them in the spring, pull the blooms, and get the yield the next year. With plasticulture, we're planting in the fall, and they're yielding the next April and May. Chandler is our main variety. Sweet Charlie's about 2 weeks earlier than Chandler. It's a very sweet berry, and then the Camarosa are the three main plasticulture varieties that we deal with.
Van Meter is a member of Kentucky Farm Bureau Certified Roadside Market Program and says that website can lead you to local berry producers in your region. Just go online to kyfb.com/roadside. We'll be right back.
Kentucky Corn Growers and Commonwealth Agri-Energy are proud to sponsor the 2016 Kentucky-Tennessee Crappie Masters Competition May the 13th and 14th on Kentucky Lake and Lake Barkley. Last year, all of the tournament winners were using ethanol E10 in their boat motors. Ethanol is good for the environment, the economy, and for a smooth-running boat engine. E10 is warranty approved by all major marine engine manufacturers. Get the facts online at ethanol.kybiofuels.info.
For Grayson County farmer Danny Van Meter, strawberries are just one of his crops, but a very important one. He's serious about getting growers together and expanding production statewide. And if you happen to be out on the WK Parkway anywhere near Grayson County, he'd be glad to see you.
If you'll take the Clarkson exit off of Western Kentucky Parkway and head south out of Clarkson, 8 miles on Highway 88, you'll see the Kentucky Farm Bureau roadside market signs there on the right, and you turn left. If you miss the first turn, it's a little loop, and you'll see the second sign going south, and that's actually where we have a brand new U-Pick patch.
He just recently obtained that property with location, a specific reason for the purchase.
Now, customers can drive right down towards Nolan Lake, towards the wax area, and see the berries growing right from the roadside.
Those fresh-grown strawberries are out there. Enjoy. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.